This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The weather in South America is still important to the U.S. ag marketplace, even as the new administration takes over. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Some drier weather conditions have entered South America, which is partially responsible for yesterday's leap in market prices. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the current weather patterns in Brazil and Argentina.
Well, the bulk of Brazil does dry out a little bit in some of those areas that are actually harvesting right now. Southern Brazil does get a little more rain, so that'll help them out, along with Argentina in the 1-5 day forecast here. As you go out to the 6-10 day forecast, plenty of rain across Brazil, even into to southern Brazil, the farthest southern portions of Brazil, a little bit on the drier side, whereas Argentina does stay on the drier side in that forecast. Going to the 11-15 day forecast, a little bit dry in southern Brazil again. There are some showers in Argentina. Nothing huge, but there are some lingering and pop-up showers that should help them to kind of push through.
That dry weather is allowing harvest in Brazil to continue.
As of right now, the soybean harvest is moving along. It's really only about 1% complete. It's it's a very large area that's getting started here, but 3% is what the five-year average is at. They are behind the five-year and last year. You move out to the first crop corn harvest at 7%. That's in line with the five-year average, just slightly behind 2024. So overall, moving ahead pretty well. And then they are planting their safrinha crop right in behind some of the soybeans, and that's 2% planted as of right now. That's in line with the five-year average.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.